From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is being thrown off the ballot in his bid to become Chicago's next mayor. As NPR's David Shaper reports, a panel on an Illinois appellate court is siding with those who challenged whether Emanuel meets the state's residency requirement for municipal candidates.
In a 2-1 ruling, a panel on the Illinois appellate court overturned a lower court ruling and is ordering that Rahm Emanuel's name be excluded or removed from Chicago's February 22nd ballot. Emanuel left his job as White House chief of staff last fall to run for mayor of Chicago after current mayor Richard Daley's surprising announcement that he would not seek a seventh term. Nearly 24 challengers, though, argued that because the former Chicago congressman moved himself and his family to Washington 2 years ago to become President Obama's chief of staff, and because he rented out his Northside Chicago home, he was no longer a legal resident. The Chicago Board of Elections disagreed and certified Emanuel to be on the ballot, and a circuit court judge agreed. Emanuel will likely appeal this appellate court ruling to the Illinois Supreme Court. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Emergency crews in the Russian capital are searching the wreckage of the bombed-out Domodedovo Airport, Moscow's busiest. More than 30 people were killed and more than 130 were injured. NPR's David Green says officials suspect the explosion was a suicide bombing.
This is in the very early stages, but it certainly bears some resemblance to the terrorist attacks on Moscow's metro system, the subway system, last spring when 40 people were killed. And one of the stunning things in those events is that Russian officials kept the Moscow subway going, and the reports we're hearing today are that the airport, at least the domestic terminal, is still operating. Flights are still being handled. Passengers are still checking in for flights.
NPR's David Green. In Tunisia, protesters continue to press the interim prime minister and other members of the ousted president's party to step down. More from NPR's Eric Westervelt.
Tunisian military helicopters circle low over scores of protesters massing outside the prime minister's office. Busloads of protesters from the interior of the country continue to pour into the city. They want Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi and several others who were close to ousted dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali to resign. Protester Abdelkarim Kabiri says if they don't resign soon, he wants the military to step in until new elections are held.
We need people who did not work with Ben Ali. Either we have a government without members from the former regime, or having the army to take over and to put everybody at its right place and put back people to work.
The interim government is not in control of the situation, Kabiri adds, and that, he says, opens the door for all kinds of enemies of Tunisia. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Tunis.
This is NPR. In India, security officials are blocking the main opposition party's effort to raise the Indian national flag at a prominent spot in Kashmir. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the authorities fear the flag raising could touch off another round of violent protests by separatists.
Activists from the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, have been turned back twice in their efforts to unfurl the Indian flag in Kashmir. The BJP is a Hindu nationalist party and the major opposition party in India's parliament. Activists from the party say they want to raise the Indian flag in the center of Srinagar, which was rocked by protests last year in which more than 100 people were killed. They want to raise the flag on Wednesday, which is India's National Republic Day holiday. Separatists who oppose Indian rule in Kashmir have vowed to fight the flag raising. Indian authorities have blocked a trainload of BJP supporters from traveling to Kashmir, and they stopped a group of BJP leaders from traveling there by plane. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
The FBI reportedly says a North Carolina woman charged with kidnapping a newborn 23 years ago has admitted to the crime. The Associated Press cites court papers that reveal Ann Petway confessed to taking the baby from Harlem Hospital after she could not have children of her own. Petway surrendered to authorities days after Carlina White reunited with her biological parents after solving her own abduction case. The latest from Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 100 points now, or nearly 1%, at 11,971. NASDAQ Composite Index also up nearly 30 at 2,716. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.